Mustachular Spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
As I figured we could do some location stuff, but I feel like there's a lot of questions that...
Yeah.
There's questions and...
We can, sure.
I mean, it's not the most interesting topic in the world, but for you,
so what's the deal with garbage cans?
Oh, jeez. Let me tell you the secret about how you separate two garbage cans.
Grant's like, we only negotiate location contracts. No garbages are involved in our job whatsoever.
Yeah, let's just talk about cast chairs.
Oh, hey, we talk about them all the time.
Yeah, we should do a whole episode about chairs.
We should.
No.
No, not interesting.
It's a terrible idea.
They're more famous than us as crew people are. That's
well, did
sure.
you know this, that they're the, it's the logo of the DGC?
Exactly.
So maybe they should fucking carry the chairs.
Maybe they should.
Ooh. Calm down.
Yeah, I know. I'm salty today.
Yeah, exactly. If we get rid of them, guess who's in
Let's
line?
Let's just toss it in the van with a bunch of garbage cans and garbage juice.
I've Perfect. Done it, though. I've been on shows where locations do them in Winnipeg years ago. And look, they and not trying to throw shade, but they just did such a bad job of them that people would just ask you after a while. They're like, hey, props. And then you'd find them like outside in a fucking pile of
That's
snow.
That's the key to getting out of any task.
Just not do it.
Do a terrible job. Yeah.
Or just not do it at all.
My brother-in-law, washing dishes, spaghetti sauce in the drying rack. You're like, what is this? It like, looks like you rinsed it off and put it in the... My sister was like, nope, never do them again.
Yeah.
I will do the dishes from now on. And I'm like... that's how you get away with things.
That's how I got out of babysitting. Just drop the kid on the head. Boom. Out of it.
I was hoping you weren't going to go too far with that bit.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome to the fucking party today.
Yeah, this is a big... Wow, yeah.
We are here with two very special guests, Cabbage Watson and Graham Blatherwick.
Hey, hello.
Oh, my God. Hello. Wow, so enthusiastic. We got a hot one for you, folks.
Cabbage, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
That's the famous Cabbage. And the less famous, but equally pleasant, Graham Blatherwick.
Hello. Far less famous.
Yeah. But long-time listener, first-time guest. Am I right? Yeah. For both of you, actually. Cabbage has been with us from the very beginning, so we appreciate him.
Graham, that's true.
You're a close tenth.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you guys on. I hope that... thank you for spending your Saturday with us. You're back at work, Cabby.
I am. Week one, done.
Graham, you're back at work, right?
Yep. 2 weeks in.
Nice. Washing your hands a lot?
Yes.
Staying away from people?
Yes.
It's probably good for the two of you. I know there's been some controversial things
in the past. I've actually done the opposite, though. I've actually been in, not in people. That sounds horrible. I've been around people. I've been out in the world.
Right.
And it's a complete opposite. Because everybody's taken it quite a bit differently.
So Cabbage works in props, like us, me and Clayton, us mooks. But Graham, he works in the locations department.
That's me.
Do you want to explain to the audience?
Well, mostly just garbages. Just putting garbage cans out. Been doing that for about 9 years, so.
Picking locations, though.
Yeah.
Scouting locations.
I haven't done a little bit of scouting, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mostly been an ALM, so an assistant location manager. There's so much here I don't really want to get into.
You know, the thing about, just quickly though, the thing that I always don't envy about locations people is you have to deal with the real world.
Well, that's my favorite part.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because to me, that seems like the worst.
Oh, that's the nightmare. That's my nightmare.
Just dealing with people like pissed off or fucking something, right?
I'd rather almost deal with a pissed off citizen than a pissed off grip.
Oh, really?
They're easier to deal with.
Yeah, fair enough.
What do you do? What's your top like soothing tactic?
Money?
Thought so.
No. Just money. Not reacting, funny enough, which I learned from McDonald's working in high school. It was like when someone comes up and they're like, my Big Mac's cold. You just smile and like, oh, okay, this guy's got... If they're going to yell at you especially, there's that whole thing. Someone can only yell at you for something like 30 seconds before they realize that they're being an idiot.
Yeah, fair enough.
You just sit there.
If you don't react at all, yeah.
Exactly. So it's more of just sitting back and, you know, not smiling like an asshole, but kind of just taking it in and kind of let them get whatever out of them. And then usually people will come around. I mean, in the end, there's always going to be that time where, you know, you're not going to win. But in the end, like, what are we really talking about?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is it's a losing battle because in film they have, there's money, right? And money talks.
Yeah.
I had a guy like verbally assault me once. I was unloading chairs from the truck and I'm like, you know, going down in the gate, like, and this guy fucking double parks and marches over to me and he's like, oh, I need to talk to the manager. And I'm like, the manager?
Wait, was I there?
Maybe.
Was this on Cordova Street?
Yeah.
And I was there.
He was pissed off because, and I said to him, he's like, well, you guys took up all the parking. I'm like, yeah, but this is all pay parking. And the show has paid mm-hmm. for all these spots for the whole day. Do you know what I mean? And he was like so mad. He couldn't let it go. I'm like, they've paid like probably 10 grand or I don't know how much it is they pay, but, and he just couldn't fathom that.
We're one of the ones like with film, we're the kind of one industry that people can actually come and kind of yell and expect something to come back. Like if you think about construction,
yeah, they don't,
you know, they'll take all that parking, they'll stop traffic, they'll do all that, dude. But no one ever goes and makes a big deal out of it because it's just not just construction, but film, for some reason, they have a license to come up and like,
and people do pander to them. We kind of have to, right?
Well, yeah, because you want to come back and
you want to have this good relationship.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite things was like somebody losing their mind was we were filming, I don't know, East Van or something like that in some back alley. Some neighbor obviously wasn't happy with the filming happening back there. So kind of that classic lawnmower startup something. But instead, he decided to set up a beer banger.
Oh, wow.
They get in trouble. And we had cops, right? Because we were locking up the alley. So right away, two cops walk to the front door of the house where the guy did it, knock on the door, doesn't answer. They look up his phone number, start calling the house, no answer. So we were posted up there for, I don't know, most of the day.
Fuck.
Couple hours later, the guy comes out. He's like, oh, hey, I just got home and I see there's a bunch of messages that something happened. Like, he's clearly like hiding underneath his bed, like Kevin McAllister style, just waiting. Like, can you, like, this is a fully grown man, like, hiding under his bed, hoping that the police are going
to
leave him.
He's got a paint can on a rope, like, ready to hit the doors.
He's got a cardboard cutout, Michael Jordan, on a train.
That's actually a great little kind of a ripoff script right there. Kind of enjoyed that fake movie in my head.
But it's a grown man instead of a young child.
Who's just reenacting Home Alone because he's hiding from the cops. Oh, no, I'm glad you mentioned that, though, about construction, because I fucking hate that in this city. Like, the condos they're building, we were talking about that before, how this city's just becoming condos and poke bars and freshies.
And bike lanes.
Oh, man, I can't stand it. But hopefully it's okay. I don't know. Anyways, what are we saying? What are we talking about today?
This is weird. We haven't had two guests in so long. It's like, who talks next?
I don't know.
Because we had Ellie. We haven't even had that many. We had Ellie and Ian, and that's it,
right?
I think
it's the only time that we've had four people on the show.
Yeah. Well, we also didn't really establish much of a subject. Well, we talked about mustaches.
I thought it was mustache movies.
It is.
I guess it is. Yeah, sure.
Here's what it is, okay? If you guys want me to clarify. All right. It's mustache films, feature films,
right?
Mustache movies of the week, mustache straight to DVDs, mustache television, mustache actors, mustache actresses, if you can find them, mustache, famous mustaches on their own.
There's a lot of topics.
And mustache webisodes.
We should have done this in November, but we weren't thinking.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long one here.
You guys available in November?
Stop recording.
We'll just release it. Hey, everyone, it's November.
Hey, happy November, everybody.
Oh, boy.
I raised $75.
Okay. No, actually, do you want to do your quiz? Because I feel like you're just itching to do it.
I feel like I should.
Off the top? Sure.
I mean, it'll set it up.
Oh, also.
Let's do it.
Cabbage is our intern today.
Plus guest.
Plus, we've goaded him into being a guest also.
Can I get anybody a coffee?
Yeah, actually.
Cabbage, I want you to know that our audience knows a lot about you, and they're very comfortable with you, and they love the sound of your voice because we've been imitated about 700 times.
Listening to this, probably.
There's fans out front. They're waiting for you to leave. Mm-hmm.
You got to go at the back. I got an SUV out there waiting for you.
Can I go through the courtyard?
Yes. Hop through that window.
All right, so I guess this quiz, I should explain it for the home listeners. Is that what you call it?
And us, too, and you, because we don't know what the fuck you've done here.
We have no idea. So what I've set up is 12 famous, or I forgot to take the photo, so 11 famous
mustaches. Mustaches. Hold on. Before we get into this. Sure. We have to say the reason why we pick mustache movies is because Graham is always sporting a nice fucking dick broom for the wild.
Yeah, that's exactly what they
call it. So we were like, what would your topic be if you come on the show? And he was like, how about mustache movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, this whole thing was your idea, and you're sitting there going, well, I don't know what the topic is.
But I realized that I kind of mentioned it like last week. I'm like, hey, can you do it Saturday? I'm like, sure. And then it came to realize that I also did no preparation. And I'm like, how much can you really talk about mustaches? And also, is this really what I'm known for? Like,
yeah.
Great.
people have come to me, and I've been like, oh, you know Graham. And they're like, oh, yeah, the guy that has the pet caterpillar on his leg. Yeah. And I go,
Dick Broom.
That guy.
You know, which makes sense. Maybe that's why I'm in location. Dick Broom.
Like, he's out there sweeping dicks, you know, sweeping dicks out around the city there.
Funny thing, though, when I started in film, this thing actually, the Dick Broom actually helped me out quite a bit. Because you're starting out, you don't know anybody, right? And my roommate at the time who got me in, he ended up getting to know a bunch of people because he smoked. And I've never smoked. And I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, should I just start smoking to get to know people? Because that's how you kind of got to have those conversations off to the side or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, when I started, you know, I was PAing and it was right before, say, BC Films. It was pretty slow. So you're kind of getting jobs kind of few and far between, right?
Yeah.
And as I was jumping from kind of show to show, that's how people remembered me.
Guy with the mustache.
Yeah. So it worked out well, I guess.
Well, it's not the worst thing.
Have you ever shaved? When's the last time you shaved it off completely?
Probably Halloween 2012.
Wow.
It'll be.
What did you go
as? I went as Ellen. Yeah, I shaved it, kind of put my hair up, went and got like a.
Oh my God.
Got like a button down vest. Had a mic. I made a mic out of styrofoam, painted it black, and wrote Ellen on it. And it was so. It was completely last minute. I was like, "Oh,
that's really funny."
Do you have a photo of that somewhere?
That's really funny.
I don't actually. Somehow, I don't know. I probably could have did not look. If I didn't have the microphone, I wouldn't have looked like Ellen. Like, literally, had to have a sign that said what it was to people. But that would have been the last time. And I shaved it the year before for Halloween as well. I went to Zach Morris.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Zach Morris's Trash, the YouTube channel?
No.
Give it a watch. It's fucking hilarious. It breaks down every episode of Saved by the Bell and explains how his character, Zach Morris, is such a complete piece of shit. And the way that they do it, you're like,
wait, Zach Morris, like the actor, like
no, Mark Paul, the character. Oh. The fucking character, because in each show he's such a fucking selfish piece of shit guy. The character. Anyways, give it a watch.
Give her a watch.
Okay, so this quiz.
Yes. So the intern here. Should we call him the intern? Do we call him Cabbage? Like, I'm so confused.
Cabbage the intern.
Cabbage the intern.
So first of all, you guys are going to have to get your buzzers ready. So I made them download.
It's just between me and Clayton. Right?
Yeah. So I guess
this is going to be.
That's your mine. Ham. No, that you did that.
Oh, I did that?
Yeah. I'm still on this one. This is me.
Perfect.
Okay, this is me.
I think you got to turn yours up.
How are we going to know?
Well, you'll know. All right, we got the intern here. So we're going to start with a quote and then...
Mustache quote.
And then Cabbage will put up a image of just the mustache of this actor. And then whoever gets it. And then there's the reveal afterwards. So, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, sure. All right. So first one. We'll start easy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Ron Burgundy.
There you go. So here, set this up.
We didn't even need the photo.
There you go. And then you can go. Whoop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So that's 1 point. Who's keeping score here? Because I'm going to forget.
Oh, here, I'll keep score.
All right. This is very entertaining. This is the first game.
Don't trust the intern.
We had a quiz thing on
the on picture.
We did a trivia on the last one. Just a little bit between the two of us.
1 point for Jordy.
There we go. Okay, number two.
Hold on. Hey, okay.
My wife.
Fuck. Borat.
Nice.
Correct. Clean. That is correct.
I haven't even seen that movie.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, number three. What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
Matt Dillon from Something About Mary.
Bing, bing, bing. Oh, nice one.
All right, number four.
What was his name, though? I can't remember the character.
Pat Healy.
Hap Healy.
Look at that. Healy. Look at that mustache.
That's a fucking nice pencil one.
It is a great one. Great
teeth. I'll post all these pictures on our Instagram.
Also, great movie. Cabbage had not seen it until about a month ago.
During COVID.
Does it hold up? Were you laughing?
I laughed quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's not. The 90s humor isn't that.
At the time,
great.
It was so funny.
It was. I think it still holds up, but it's definitely like. Definitely not nearly as not PC. You know, throw some hard R's in there.
Yeah.
Oof.
Is there really?
It's a pretty big part of the movie. Like one of the characters.
Because what? Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
So that character there earmuffs. Just throws them out all the time.
Matt Dillon. Really?
Oh yeah. Oh,
I don't remember that.
Because Mary's brother.
Oh, that R. Oh, okay, I thought we were talking about another R. And I was like,
what's the other hard R? Okay. Number four. I see evil on this train.
What?
Fuck, I don't know. Did we give him a minus point for that?
I'm seeing the picture now. What's the quote again?
I see evil on this train.
Death or Murder on the Orient Express.
Yep.
The
Do you mind the character name though?
Hercule Poirot.
Yeah, close enough. Point.
I've never seen it.
I feel like we can make that.
Did you? Okay, because I was going to talk about that movie later.
Oh, we can still talk about it. We can talk about all these movies. Oh, yeah, we can. Have so much time. Absolutely.
Okay,
number five. To a 10-year-old, I'm huge.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Hook?
Oh!
Ding, ding, ding!
Dustin Hoffman.
I don't remember that quote, but it was the picture that gave
so
it away.
So it's when they first meet and Pan said, I thought you'd be bigger. And then he says to a 10-year-old, I'm huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great quote without any context.
Fucking great mustache, though. Let's be realistic about it.
Okay, next one. Why didn't someone tell me my ass was so big?
I know that mustache.
Yeah, you do.
Fuck, dude.
Okay, we're going to just give you the whole picture.
Spaceballs.
Mel Brooks.
We'll give it to him.
I'll give it to you.
Tied up at three.
All right.
Right?
Next.
Yeah.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Super Troopers.
Oh. Yes. That was the wrong
picture. That's the wrong picture, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, redo on that.
Okay. No, that works. We'll keep it there.
And now I know what the next one is.
Yeah. Sam Elliott.
Okay, there you go. So then we'll just skip a couple there.
What's the movie, though? Big Lebowski.
All right, you each get half a point.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm winning by half a point.
We got three left.
Oh, my God.
So next one.
Oops, sorry.
The next one. I said you look shitty. It's locally filmed.
Ooh.
Flick.
Hot Rod, Andy Samberg.
Bing Tang.
Yes. Bing Tang? Fuck. I forgot he had a mustache in that.
A fake mustache.
It's a fake mustache. They count, right?
I have gland problems. Or what was his reason for it? Fuck, that's one of my favorite movies. It's I should a great have known movie. That right off the top.
We're going to go through all these movies afterwards.
Dean Barker brought
mustache.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Okay. The Defense Department regrets to inform you that your sons are dead because they were stupid.
Holy fuck.
They get a little bit tougher here. You guys have talked about the movie a few times.
The Top Gun.
Yeah, but what's the character's name?
Goose.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
I don't remember that quote at all.
Well,
I remember the volleyball scene. That's all I remember. Goose had hair in that day. And then it was like a year later, he did not.
Wow, yeah, when he was on
Northern Exposure.
Yeah, right. Then he did.
Gotcha.
That guy's fucking been working. Like, he's a working actor since the beginning of fucking time.
What's he working on
Anthony,
now?
What's his name?
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Right? Dr. Green on ER.
Okay.
Okay.
Second to last.
Oh,
shit. Final one doesn't have a picture, but whatever.
We're neck and neck.
The next one. Peppermint, what I've been searching for all my life. I've struck it rich. I've got me a peppermint mine. Wahoo.
Ah, fuck.
Yukon Cornelius in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ding, 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 ding.
How could you not recognize that stash?
We have to give a shout out to our friend Rain, who suggested this last night. And the last one doesn't have... Whoops, sorry. The final one does not have a photo, but okay. The quote is, "You can't park there."
Every day on set?
It's me. Ah, it's me. I'm the famous one.
Graham.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, okay. I think it was kind of a tie game.
So, yeah, what are the points here?
We got 5.5 for me, 5.5 for Jordy.
Ooh, tiebreaker. Mm. Actually, no, because the prize
is what?
It's coming out of Graham's wallet.
An old fucking condom?
I've got two gift certificates from David's tea. So each get a gift certificate.
You know that Jordy hates tea, right?
I don't care.
Apparently you didn't.
David, this is my wallet for at least a year.
Free cup. And it's shaped in the shape of a cup. So cute.
This is great.
So should we talk about those movies?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Or mustaches. And so Ron Burgundy.
Cabbage, good work on the pictures there.
Really good.
Good swiping.
Good swiping.
I don't know what to talk about with these ones, though.
Well, everybody loves fucking Anchorman, don't they? One and two.
You know the first time
60% of the time.
The first time exactly. I saw it, I hated it.
Same with me. I hated it too. I
hated it across the board. I don't know why. And then the second time I watched it, I loved it.
Oh. I know, it's the exact same way.
I couldn't finish it. I've only seen the second one once. I think I need to go back.
Still haven't it's seen
really
the second
funny.
One.
It's really funny. It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You probably the first person who said that to me.
Dude, it's awesome. Dobie the Shark. First of all, yeah, there's a shark with my last name. Second of all, no, because he goes to live in this lighthouse and there's this fuck. It's so dumb, but it's hilarious.
I feel
it's
like great. Pretty much all of the sequels to like cult comedies that come out like, you know, 10 plus years later. I think I've seen only all of them only once. Like things like Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
Or I think Dumb and Dumberer.
Dumb and Dumber was terrible though. Fuck, bro. That was bad.
I don't think I made it through.
It's hard to make a sequel 20 years after, yeah. I think.
I don't think I made it very far into the Jan Silent Bob reboot. Maybe made it.
Didn't see it at all.
20 minutes in.
I worked with Kevin Smith. He's really nice.
I've heard he's really nice, yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
He's done a couple Supergirl episodes. The people I know work on it have said
he's just so nice. Yeah, he's a bit of like a... He's so chill that it kind of makes things, you know... For shows difficult a bit because he'll like show up an hour late and be like, yeah, it's all good, guys, and they're like, yeah, fair enough. You know what I mean? So that way it's kind of funny, but he knows everybody's name. He's like, oh, we'll call you by, you know what I mean, he's that kind of guy, wears jerseys and shit. How can you not love him? Knows comic books. Anyways, this isn't about Kevin Smith.
No
but yeah, I thought Anchorman 2 was fucking great, man. Great fucking
all right movie. It's on my list.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess what else was on there?
We got Borat. Borat. The next one.
Oh.
Haven't seen it.
What?
I know.
Wait.
Oh, God. These guys are the two worst ones for that, too. Now we have them on the show.
Okay, Clayton, though. Borat.
Oh, it's on my list.
Has been called groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Was kind of.
But had anybody seen it lately?
I think it'd be interesting to watch it through 2020 eyes now with how everything...
When did that come out? When was that?
It was 2006, I'd say. Oh, yeah, it was definitely 2006. Because I remember every guy at Halloween that year
went as Borat.
Better caution than Ellen.
Yeah, definitely.
What was the other one? Bruno. That one was even fucking crazier, man.
Crazier.
That one was nuts. Like, by the end of it, I was like, holy shit, I don't even know if I can take this much. It was too much, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Did you watch the show that what was it called? Like
Ali G show?
No, newer one he came out with about a year and a bit ago.
Super secret, and he
America something America.
Not This Is America. We something yeah.
Why Is America?
I think that's it.
How is America? Where Is America?
It was good, but I think I watched it once and I don't remember. I can't like specifically remember anything about it. Like
I've seen a few episodes, but. He pretty much just dupes people. He puts on makeup and he's like an Israeli tactical soldier and he convinces guys to bite his dick and shit like that, right? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, he goes to the, like, you know how Americans can be extremely serious? Like, you guys know, how they get, right? When they're like totally like, and that kind of makes them easily, not them, but certain people there get easily fooled because they think that he's a real... Israeli soldier, combat specialist. So he does this thing where he's like, yeah, come on, come on, bite my dick. And then they do. They're like, ah, ah, like shit like that, right? It's fucking ridiculous, right? But they fall for it. And there's more bits than that. That's just the only one I can remember right now.
I feel like now, compared to when Borat came out, because we just there's such an onslaught of new stuff coming at us all the time. Oh, like, you know, like that was a big deal when it came out, and then it just faded away. Like no one can even remember a single thing from it.
Dude, now nothing is memorable now. Just quickly, have you guys seen Not a Mustache Movie? Have you guys seen Project Power on Netflix?
I did. I watched it last week.
Oh my God.
It's
so bad.
It was 2 hours.
Who is that?
Oh my God. It's like Joseph Gordon-Levitt returning, and it's Jamie Foxx, and Machine Gun Kelly's in it. And oh, fuck, is it bad. Quickly, though, just going to make a blanket statement. And I hope anybody from Netflix is listening. Amazon's original movies are fucking way better than Netflix's original movies. Just going on a limb and saying that. Sorry.
What do you think that is? Like,
it's because they're just making crap. I don't know.
But I don't know if Amazon
is. We talked about this.
Is Amazon producing the movies, or are they buying them after they're made? Like, they're buying them from like Sundance.
No, I mean the Amazon originals, I believe, are funded by Amazon.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a matter of who you hire or what kind of, you know what I mean, who looks at the scripts or whatever, how it goes, but. They're just better movies. Like, don't worry, he won't get far on foot. That's an Amazon original. There's a bunch of Amazon originals that are good.
But I don't know if they actually produce them or they put the money up front. I think a lot of them they bought.
Well, does Netflix?
But Netflix, I think, tends to put more money up front and they produce them.
Regardless, if you're gonna call it a Netflix original, make it at least watchable.
But I think that's good. Netflix is just trying to get more. It's more quantity over quality. At this point, right?
I guess so.
Because they're losing so much. So
all the other shows. It shows. Netflix, your quality is showing. Fuck! I'll never work from them again.
Did that
until next summer.
Have you watched American Pickle yet?
No, but I've heard it's great.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's
not Netflix.
No.
Until a Netflix original movie comes out, because nobody remembers these movies. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
They come out and you don't remember them. You're like, oh yeah, fucking Triple Frontier. Oh right, that stupid show or Project Power, whatever it is. You don't remember them. In 2 months, you'll be like, what? What was that? Oh yeah, right. I watched it.
Right.
And I can't remember it because it was so awful.
Well, everybody's still talking about The Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, another story. That's a TV show, not a movie.
Shots fired to Amazon. Their flagship show.
Okay, so let's just go around. Clayton, you name. We'll go this way. We'll go clockwise.
Mustache movies or a famous mustache or anything.
Just throw it at us. It doesn't have to be a movie. Can be.
How about the mustache that Joaquin Phoenix had on her?
Yeah, great. I'm so glad you mentioned that. So glad you did.
Because like, look at that fucking.
It's a great one.
It's a great one.
Great movie.
It kind of just like...
Great movie.
I feel like that mustache is not just a... Like, maybe he has a mustache. Wouldn't that be funny? Like, it actually makes him more of a lovable guy in a way.
And I loved how they stylized that movie in like a futuristic hipster kind of fashion. God, I love that. It was so fucking
funny. Such a good movie.
They shot in China, right? I think a lot of the exteriors.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was it?
Makes sense.
Because they shot in China, but it's supposed to take place in the States.
Right.
So that's where they got kind of like more of the futuristic, modern looking buildings or whatever.
That's cool. That's awesome. I didn't know that. I just thought it was all CG.
All on a green screen. Shot it with the Avengers.
Yeah. I mean, I know they might have not have shot it here because there was no poke bars in any of the shots. But yeah, has anyone ever told you look like Spike Jonesse?
No. No
one does.
Haven't I told you that?
I don't even
know.
You've
told me that.
I don't even know.
I feel like you do. Like, I was just watching The Wolf of Wall Street the other day and he's in it at the very beginning.
Who does he play in?
He plays this guy that
plays the wolf.
He plays the wolf. Jordan Belfort or whatever his name was, goes into this like penny stocks place.
Yeah.
And he's one of the guys that
works. He's one of the guys there.
He's like, oh yeah, we make 50% markups on our.
Spike Jonesse kind of pops up as an actor in weird places. Like, in Three Kings.
Yeah.
And then. Yes. What was the one?
I know,
Moneyball. He's like the husband. Yeah, he's the new husband, and it's just so strange. Like, he pops up in things that you're not like. Why is he here?
I know.
He just like came to set.
He just showed up.
They're like, hey, you want to like take this actor's spot and just be the husband? Okay.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm here anyway.
Is that how he talks?
That's a good voice.
I love
Spike I don't see it. That doesn't look like cabbage.
Yeah. Dude. You guys don't look at cabbage the same level lens that I do.
Who do people think you guys look like?
Oh, fuck. I've had a lot of different people.
I've had Jesse Eisenberg.
I've had...
I don't see it.
But you, to me, look like Donnie twice. Wahlberg. You look like...
Yeah, I do look
you
like...
You look
yeah.
like the other Wahlberg that, brother yeah. who's smarter, more sophisticated.
Like from the start of That's, Sixth Sense?
Yeah. Just all pale, yes. skinny, super ready to fucking, shoot somebody.
Spoiler alert. Rough, put spoiler alerts for The Sixth Sense. By the way, that movie got spoiled for me at a Subway right before I went to see it. Like literally right before I went to walk in to see the movie, Sixth Sense.
And some guy's like, yeah, I'll take green peppers. Hey, they're all dead. Bruce Willis is a ghost.
Pretty much. So I went into the movie, not because of, you know, what was that, like 99, I guess, right?
Yeah, that was
a lot. So it's not like you had a lot of like hype of like, oh, there's a twist or anything. It just there was a movie in there. So I went in knowing that he was dead. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched a 20 plus old movie. And I watched him like, oh, the movie, that was a good movie. But I didn't really, you know, I didn't really get the twist because I knew it the whole time because guy ordering a BLT.
That was a big thing in those days. Fight Club too, right? Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Okay, Clayton.
Jordy and I want to do an episode later on down the road. It's just all spoilers. But like old spoilers.
Like how? Where do you define old? Like where do you stop?
Like Titanic.
Darth Vader.
Like Jack dies.
2000.
No. I was going to say the boat sinks.
The boat does sink. Wow, there's conspiracy around that, believe it or not.
Well, I bet they did
make a Titanic too, right? So,
brother. Cabbage. Mustache movie. Lay one on us.
TV show. Magnum PI.
Oh,
yeah.
Tom Selleck.
So good, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
An amazing episode. Crossover. Angela Lansbury playing Jamie.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah, big time.
No shit. What? I didn't even know that.
Season one.
When is that? Season one.
Season one.
They didn't hold back. No. They were like, we got to get this.
Get her in there.
Now, did they fly her to
Hawaii?
Yes. They didn't fly him to fucking Martha's Vineyard? No. Where did they shoot Murder, She Wrote?
We know a place.
Yeah, it's in California.
Did they?
Yeah, Mancino.
Medicino, really? Mancino. Which we will never return to.
Never return to.
Oh, you guys went there?
Oh, you guys went there?
Did you go to the...
We went to the house.
What? Murder, She Wrote Museum.
Hold on. Let's fucking pump the brakes. What happened?
Oh, nothing.
You guys both just like crossed your legs and puckered your butts and did a whole bunch of weird things.
Story for another time. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Okay. We won't get into it.
We have to keep some of this.
I'm going
to
get so many emails now.
Yeah, from me.
Okay, now, did possibly... Here's why that crossover episode might have worked even better for our episode, too. Did Angela Lansbury have a nice, quite like a shadow pencil mustache herself?
No.
I don't think she did either.
No.
But in my dreams, she does.
Ooh.
I've worked with Tom Selleck. I've told a few Tom Selleck stories, haven't I?
On I think this show? So. Mm-hmm. At least one.
I've definitely heard one off camera or off podcast.
The one about the museum?
Yeah.
Because long story short, he said to me, he had these special guns. And he said to me, I have to keep care of them. I'm like, yeah, of course, I'll keep perfect. They were a beautiful fucking real non-fired antique guns.
Oh, yeah.
Wells Fargo guns. They're like whatever. Not a gun guy myself, but I was like, yeah, sure, Mr. Selleck, of course. I'll keep them in a bag and I'll put them in the safe every night and they'll be locked up and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yeah, because they'll be in a museum one day. And I thought he meant like the fucking Smithsonian or something. And I go, oh, what museum? And he goes, oh, the Tom Selleck Museum.
Oh, boy.
He said his own fucking name, man. Oh, boy. But that's all I'll say. He's a nice guy.
Has he started this museum yet?
I don't know.
Or is it just all in his head?
I don't know. He's a good guy. And I'll give him credit. He's been acting for, five fucking decades? Yeah. Like,
what's he doing now? Isn't he selling, like, reverse mortgages?
He might be. Or he's selling, like...
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
No, I think he's on Blue Bloods. Isn't that still go, that show?
I don't fucking know.
I think your brother Donnie Wahlberg's on that too.
Oh.
Donnie was great in Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
He's a great actor, man.
A lot better than Mark.
Yeah. Oof. I think Mark knows that too. I don't think Mark Wahlberg thinks he's a good
Mark's
actor.
Mark's got his niche though.
He's got his niche.
You know, he's found his calling and he's making a lot of moolah from it. So
But let's talk about Magnum's mustache, since we're... And let's talk about his mustache, his hat. His short shorts.
Short shorts.
I mean, it was the look, right? The
Ferrari.
His mustache is almost as technically kind of as famous as he is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Have you seen him without the mustache?
Does he look like a child molester?
Yeah. He had a brief period where he didn't have one.
He wanted to change it up.
I don't know. Now, here's a question, though. Because Tom Selleck was supposed to be Indiana Jones originally, right?
Oh,
but then, that's obviously, right. Magnum P.I., he couldn't do it.
Thank God.
I wonder if he would have kept the mustache
for Indiana Jones.
Had he gotten the role.
No. Too many gimmicks.
No,
like,
but
like
I don't know. Fuck, Spielberg would have shut
that down.
You
can't have the hat and the mustache.
But maybe that's they would have had him like be a bit more like scruffy with the mustache. Like, because he, like, that's what he was known for, was having the mustache for the show.
Yeah.
Who directed Indiana Jones?
Spielberg.
Yeah. Spielberg would have fucking been like, no, dude, get rid of that. I did fucking Star Wars, for fuck's sakes.
Nope.
Oh, man, Magnum. That was a big mustache. It was a nice, big, thick fucking broom. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you could have swept some serious dicks with
Oh, and you can pull off the dark. That's the thing. The dark mustache is a hard one to pull off.
Yeah. It is. Because it's just, yeah, it's fucking, it's top
it's
to
there.
Bottom.
It's right in your face.
It's top to bottom. Okay. I'm going to throw one down. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to mix it up a little bit here. Go a little in a different direction. Mm-hmm. Ned Flanders.
Oh.
The tickler.
I mean.
I did not see that coming.
Really?
No, I was not thinking about cartoons at all when I was prepping this
episode. No, I'm not.
Why not? I mean,
I don't know why not.
Yeah, there's like, even there's as much thought put into it when they draw it each frame. Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's, you know, but I mean, look at this guy.
It's a big old duster.
How can you deny that thing?
Do you have the photo of him when he's in the shower?
I do on my other phone.
How about the one where he's in the skin tight ski suit?
Nothing at all.
Graham's, at all. By the way, Graham's wearing his Marge t-shirt.
I am.
Marge on the it was a t-shirt that Homer had made, right? Or something, wasn't it?
She had
the made, but they screwed up
at the photocopy.
They're all squished. I think you were wearing that shirt last time.
Last time I saw you. I know when I put it on today, I'm like, I think the last time I saw you, I was wearing this, and I don't want you to think I only have one shirt. But I'm like,
If you were to have only one shirt, I'm glad it's that shirt though.
And that's true. Does it ever happen to you where you're wearing like you have, especially when you have like a logo shirt or it's not just like a white t-shirt and you keep on running into the same person, you're only wearing that shirt.
Oh, yes.
And then you have to actually tell them like, hey, just so you know, I do
I have other
more.
Shirts. Yeah. I swear to God. More,
I promise. I'm not homeless.
Do you ever have that one shirt though that you just it won't fucking die? Do you have that shirt?
I got a couple
like,
of those.
No matter what happens, you always fucking have it. You can even give it to the Salvation Army. It'll come back to you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some shirts you love and they get fucked up or something happens, but you got those couple shirts that just they survive everything you go through with you.
I think I've got like a flannel that I've had for a while that's like that. But not a t-shirt. T-shirts fall apart.
I feel like you look good in flannel. With that mustache.
One of my favorite, actually, this is funny. One of my favorite Murph stories.
Oh, fuck. There's a guy we gotta have on.
He listens to the show.
Yeah.
So
I'm Murph. You know he'd be good on this shit.
I had like this. My closet is like, if you open it up, there's a lot of flannel in there.
I bet there is.
There's this one orange one. It's pretty flashy. And I think Murph was the third. Maybe it might have been the Tad. I think it was like Killing Season 3. And I'm wearing this. And over the radio, here's what happened.
I already love this story.
Every day after lunch, Murph would always go to the two holer. And so I'd always call him right afterwards because he'd have to copy and you could hear the echo. So anyway, he calls me out one day. And I said something to him on the radio. And then he just says, hey, why don't you go back to West 49 and buy some more flannels? And it was so perfect. Like, I can't be mad at that because I'm like, oh, this looks exactly like I bought this thing at West 49 and bought like a pair of like DC shoes with the big old DC logo on the side. Big copyright shoes.
West 49 is gone, isn't
it?
No. They're still Tuasson.
Down at Tuasson Mills. Yeah. I was down there 2 weeks ago looking for a camping chair.
Yeah. Oh, they've got a skate park inside and everything.
Yeah, they do kids' birthday parties. This big sign out front says,
you drove to Tuasson Mills just to find a camping chair?
Oh, yeah. Now you got to go into this.
What a.
What a bust.
What a bust. Weekend after the long weekend, I'm going camping. So I'm like, oh, I've got to go get a camping chair. Went down to Bass Pro.
Yeah.
Two chairs. There's a whole store that just does camping gear. And there was two chairs in the entire store. Not really. Yeah. Oh.
You know who kind of has
the best fucking camping chairs? Where did you almost go? Didn't you almost drive to Abbotsford?
Do you know
like Homer going to
the... Because Cabela ones? Said they
the hammock district?
No. All you can eat fish. Okay. Where did you go after?
We went fishing.
Oh, boy.
Okay, but seriously, best place to buy camping chairs? I'll tell you where it is. Holly North.
Oh,
those are the best ones, man. They're kind of expensive, but they got these big ones. They're not like the tall director's chairs. They're just extra wide, low ones. Nice and light. Fold up nice. Good quality, bro. Holly North, down on First Ave.
You guys are Burnaby, BC. You guys are pretty good at taking care of those, too, so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely we are. Graham, don't question our ability to take care of chairs. It's not an easy job.
Okay, back to mustaches. Oh, yeah. We're way off topic.
Okay, Ned Flanders, fuck, we love him. He's done a lot of great mustache things over the years. Graham, your turn.
Super Troopers. I'm just going to go with it. The whole cast except for Rabbit, who can't grow one.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, did Brian Cox have one too?
No, he was clean shaven.
Once those boys get that syrup in them, they get antsy in their pantsy. That was one of the funniest fucking things.
Oh, God, give me the soap.
Yeah.
I worked with Brian Cox too. And he was fucking choked when he got to say,
"Yeah, you told
fucking
that story
shoot before. Out the fucking first AD hardcore."
What for?
He's
what
a nice
for?
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they flew him in like on two flights and then brought him to set, and then they didn't have some shit ready for him or something, and like or like something was amiss with the day, and he fucking chewed out the first AD, and I kind of hated the first AD. Not gonna name the show. So I kind of was like laughing inside. You know, you do that. Yeah. You're like,
yeah. You put your head down. You're like, I'm just going to know when I'm out here while you're listening in.
I had to call him. I used to, way back, I was a director's assistant and we were doing post-production. We had to get him to do some ADR work.
Oh, yeah.
So I called him and booked him for an ADR session.
Oh, wow.
And picked up his phone. What a nice fella.
Yeah.
Just hands down, what can I do? And very pleasant. Very pleasant to deal with.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Intense on the phone.
He has a super intense
yeah. voice.
Yeah, dude, you know how there's like some old man actors that are just, they don't fuck around, man.
Yeah.
Like you got to have your fucking ducks in a row for them. And if you don't, you'll hear about it. Mm-hmm. Right? That's how it goes. But they're nice.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, Super Troopers though.
Yeah.
Super Troopers is the first time I heard the phrase mustache ride.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Oh.
People, I think right now might need, there's a lot of hatred going around for police. So maybe people need to watch Super Troopers.
That's true. I'm curious to see how like cop movies and TV shows.
Well, they're still
like,
making them.
Like, think of like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm wondering how that's going to change.
Translate.
Or not translate, but just how they're going to change. They're going to like shift the stories.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
I mean, Law and Order is probably
the movies aren't, or half the TV shows are about cops. People love crime solving.
And half of those are shot here, probably.
Yeah. I'm about to work on one. Sort of. It's about U.S. Marshals. So it's kind of a different thing. Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones is in it.
That's good.
But he's a good guy. He's had some good stashes. Yeah, this one's about the dog more. Yeah. I don't know what it's about. I don't know. I have to wait till.
Is it going
to
be a CG dog?
No.
Puppet.
Yes. No.
A marionette.
No. It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
You know what though? Sorry to go off mustache topics because that's what we've been doing this whole time. But Call of the Wild, that fucking CG dog was so good.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
I couldn't believe it.
I watched a little behind the scenes thing about it because they actually had a guy. He wasn't. I don't think he had like
a dog
mo-cap.
Actor.
No, he had.
Was it Andy Serkis?
It was not.
Oh, he's got a rival finally.
Yeah.
Someone's stepping up.
He plays dogs only.
Only dogs. But yeah, he didn't actually have like any mocap balls on him or anything like that. He was just there as a reference.
For a second, I thought you were talking about dog balls. I don't know why. I was like, Jesus. Like just a CGI'd.
But it did look good. But it's no like Homeward Bound. There's something about like a.
There's something about the real classic. Dog. Yeah. Classic. Dude, okay. Whose turn is that? No, wait. Are we still on Super Troopers or should we move on?
I'm going to say
Super Troopers was fucking hilarious, especially for the time.
I think it's one of the more quotable movies.
It's so much fun because it's like, I don't know.
That opening
so
scene.
Wacky.
when
it's got like a 15-minute cold open before the
and that whole bit when they're going to they're like, we're going to Canada, sir, for some fries and gravy. And he can't pull over any further, like that whole bit.
And then they're behind them, like they drive off, and then suddenly they're behind them again. Like,
I'm already pulled over.
Fuck, I can't pull any over.
That was so good. I don't know. Yeah, it's great.
That's like in like that, like one of those, like that's probably like the top five movies I don't want to watch with me if I've had a couple drinks, because I'm that asshole who will just start quoting it before they say it.
Not
it's
in
like,
sync. Yeah,
it's like that, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. I don't know what the other two.
And everybody.
Well,
like,
that was me. That was me last night watching Encino Man.
Oh yeah,
which we watched.
Oh my god!
Like all the Pauly Shore
and
bits.
And I was quoting it.
But you've only seen it three times.
That was my like, fourth
time. I
don't know
time
how
you could
it.
Possibly remember.
I can't. I couldn't. Gun to my head, I couldn't think of a single quote from Encino Man.
Cabbage is like, I can quote all Pauly Shore movies.
Does he say the whistle?
The whistle.
So that.
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
Okay, so they find him in ice.
Yes. Yes.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Because I just think Pauly Shore and Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
No, Sean Astin's like the straight guy.
Oh my god.
He's like trying to get the girl, and Brendan Fraser helps him.
So he's digging a pool for his prom.
For his prom party. That's right.
Earthquake happens. Ground shifts and.
I mean, it makes sense.
Big ice cube.
It's not the most unbelievable thing in the world, is it? Because it's like they do have earthquakes in Encino, right?
Yeah.
It was another. So last Friday, Cabbage and I watched St. Elmo's Fire, which I think you can do a whole episode on that movie, right?
Okay, but we talked about this on the Discord.
I know.
Course.
So this,
it's Sean not the worst movie in the world.
Sean Astin's character is just like Emilio Estevez's character in St. Elmo's Fire. Just. Watching it with 20/20 eyes, them trying to get a girl is
so sad.
Incredibly creepy and like would not fly. Like just the things that they say and the way like the pressure they put on, like, ooh, you can't do that anymore.
You're right. You're right.
It's like
stalking.
Then, but
it's stalking. Yeah.
You're right. Amelia. You're 100% right on that, actually. Yeah. There's some things that have changed over the years. One is how the ability of nerdy guys to stalk women is not allowed anymore.
Like, what was it?
It once was.
Revenge of the Nerds. I haven't watched that in a long time, but I don't feel like that one aged very well.
Yeah, it's got like some harsh nudity and stuff in it, too. It's
pretty
funny,
there's
though.
Also like basically like a rape scene. Doesn't he like dress up? The one guy dresses in a Darth Vader costume.
Oh, yeah.
Which
and
is
then
like
he
the boyfriend.
The girl.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you're right. I know, yeah, you're right.
That's an episode. Movies that haven't aged well.
Mm.
Oh, that is. That's like, that's a triple episode.
Yeah. Pretty much anything made before 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know, though. I mean, to me, it's been 3 days since I've seen Project Power, and it hasn't aged well. Okay, what are we... I hope Elena didn't work on Project Power. I think she did. Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Well,
I've got
I've never worked on one single good movie in my life. What do you got? You got one.
Tombstone.
Oh!
There's a hot lineup of mustaches in that movie.
I wonder what that mustache budget was.
Probably at least $30,000. At least, dude. They had a mustache unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, were they all real? Were they all natural?
I think that was a prerequisite for that.
Sam Elliott's is definitely real.
Dude, if you were
he was born with a mustache.
Yeah.
If you were going to work on that set, I wouldn't be surprised.
Val Kilmer's is a good one.
It's a great one in there.
I mean, it's a tiny picture, but look at that shape on that.
Oh.
It's got that full, like, that looks like those fake mustaches that Graham brought.
Yeah.
Which like, it's
put
perfect.
On?
Dude, I would, that would be an intimidating set to be on.
Yeah,
I would grow my own mustache.
I need to rewatch that movie, but I remember
it's
it being
so good.
So good.
No, it's a little. I've seen it recently. There's some parts where you're kind of like, oh, it's a little cheesy. The love story between Kurt Russell, Wyatt Earp, and the love interest is a little bit like hokey now.
Yeah,
right.
But everything else is fucking awesome.
I think I got confused. What's the one with Kevin Costner?
That's Wyatt Earp. Yeah.
This which one has Val Kilmer in it?
Tombstone.
Okay, because Val Kilmer's incredible.
He's incredible.
Yeah,
he's
awesome. I would just get the two confused.
It's because they came out around the same time.
It's like the Armageddon.
And it's because Kevin Costner is fucking terrible, and this is good.
Well, at least it wasn't like Robin Hood, where he just put no effort into having an accent.
He was terrible in Robin Hood. Well, he was good in Field of Dreams, though. I'm like that, though. I'm so fucking hot and cold on people.
While we're talking about Kevin Costner, can we just shout out that Waterworld is a good movie?
Yeah, it is.
Can we?
Silence. Where's those buttons? Cricket? Cricket?
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's talk about Tombstone, though.
Oh, wait. Oop. Uh-oh. I don't... There it is.
So many buttons.
I thought you were going to go with...
That one?
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I have one on my phone. Okay.
Waterworld.
Only entertaining
for us. Have you seen it? That's in our... It hasn't aged well.
I haven't. I haven't seen it since...
That came out.
Probably. But I love
it's a big stupid. It's a big stupid blockbuster. I think that's like, what are you expecting?
At the time, when that was released, it was the biggest budget movie ever, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Also the biggest flop ever at that time.
Yeah.
I think it's made its money back, though.
30 years later.
Where did I read, though?
All those blockbuster rentals.
That I read that when they built the set out, I think it was in Hawaii, I believe, when they built the set out on the water, they didn't put any bathrooms there, so they had to boat everybody back to a barge or somewhere. There was no washrooms built into the set, so when anybody was there, they'd jump onto a Sea-Doo or a boat to go off to wherever they're. I'm not sure, but they must have had barges or something with the equipment on it.
There's a reason why they don't make too many movies about people being on the water, because it's a fucking shit show. Yeah. I've done it.
Oh, really?
Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable the logistics involved.
Oh, even just filming on the water here, like having to know about the tides and all that,
and
like,
the boat safety, and I know it's a fucking gong show, dude. And having the show I did, we had to have a cast, hair, makeup, props, sound, like yacht, and it was a. I think it was like a 12 person yacht or something. And you look at it and you're like, oh, like this will be fun. This will be awesome. But then once they cram everybody on it for the cast to come back to and for everyone to like stage their work off of it, I was like, I had PTSD. I'm like, I'll never go on a yacht again because it was so crowded and you're trying to work and trying to like, you couldn't sit down because everybody had gear on every seat and what. It was just terrible.
A lot of people end up getting seasickness too, right?
Well, I had land sickness when I came back every day. Yeah. You'd come back on the thing and you'd be like, I couldn't walk properly because I get used to that. And then you come back to the anyway. Stupid.
I had to do this. We were shooting in a sailboat and we were doing a scene where they're unwrapping a present, but we only had the one. It was like a special book and we can only get one. So I had to like rewrap it in the bathroom.
You've had a few of these fucking present issues,
man. The head, as I would say, on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
But we were moored, like we were in the dock, but the boat was rocking and I'm in the bathroom looking down and I'm just like, oh God, I'm going to puke all over the book, the single book that we had. And everyone's like, come on, hurry up. I'm like, oh God.
You've had a few present mishaps.
I've had
gift props.
Yeah.
I mean, haven't we all? Okay, but Tombstone, can we jump back on fucking track here?
We've talked about maybe four movies.
So Tombstone is fucking rad. One of my favorites. It's definitely in my top 100.
Okay, let's do, we're almost at an hour, so let's do lightning round.
All right. Fuck.
Are we at an hour?
Oh boy.
Billy Dee Williams. Knight of Calrissian.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Love totally. It. Totally. The pencil
mustache. On the back of that, Carl Weathers.
Graham?
Whatever he did. Charlie Chaplin? We That's actually controversial. Had, well, actually, funny thing, when we were talking about the quiz last night, I was putting it together. I was like, you should do Charlie Chaplin, but then at the close-up, have the mustache, but then really actually just be Hitler. And try to find... I was like, now I got to find... Trying to find some, like, positive Hitler quote to, like, throw you off. And it got too messy.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
That's an impossible project.
Yeah.
It's an impossible project to find a positive
quote. I just watched The Great Dictator on Netflix, because all of Charlie Chaplin's movies are on Netflix.
Oh.
Pretty good.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you told me that now that you say it. quickly, I got one. Carlton Banks.
Oh!
Anyone? Cabbage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you love him.
Oh, big time.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
What a great guy.
I should follow him on Instagram. Right now, I'm into following black actors from the 90s and black musicians. Warren G, I just started following. It's fucking awesome, dude. Hmm. He's keeping it real still. Cabbage, you got one?
Burt Reynolds.
Oh! Just across the board.
Just,
Because I had Smokey and the Bandit lined up.
Cannonball Run. Mm-hmm. Got them all.
Yeah. Like Pokemon, all his different mustaches.
You know that Magnum's first name is Thomas? I forgot about that. I just, because I had him on there too. Mm. How good looking he was. Is. Clayton?
No, I think it's you.
Me? Yosemite Sam.
Oh.
Lightning another rod. Cartoon.
You're going into the cartoon realm, man.
Yeah. Just brilliant.
I'm gonna take it one step further.
Oh, okay. But just quickly, I just want to mention, since we're on the topic of mustaches and famous mustaches, Yosemite Sam's whole fucking face is a mustache. Okay? From fucking top to bottom.
I thought it was pronounced Yosemite Sam.
No.
That's a...
Never mind. Just like it's not Kanat. Or whatever you were saying earlier.
Oh, I have to think. Oh,
Kana.
Connet.
It's not Connet.
I think we have to figure this out.
I swear.
Do you say Elgin or Elgin?
What?
E-L-G-I-N.
What's that?
Oh, gosh. Moving on. Okay, here's a deep pull.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think you guys may have mentioned the movie, The Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So this isn't really a famous mustache, and that's not really a famous movie either, but there's the bar scene where the Garbage Pail Kids are getting into a fight with the biker gang.
Yeah.
And Wendy Winston, who's got the farts, bends over and farts a mustache off the face of one of the biker gang.
That's awesome. I'm glad you brought that to the table. I really am.
Cinema gold.
Windy fucking Winston.
Windy Winston.
Okay, that was worth it.
I had this one Garbage Pail card that was, the guy's name was Skid Mark.
Yeah.
And he just left a trail of poo down a water slide. And I just loved it as a kid. I loved it.
I've got a bunch of them at Magnets. I bought them in Seattle.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah, they're great.
Where, at fucking Beach Street Records or where?
I don't know. By the gum wall.
Okay,
that's fish throwing distance from Pike Place Market. We should talk about Hook because we mentioned it. It was in the quiz.
Oh.
But that is a mustache that's pretty incredible. Famous.
Yes.
Well, because he
and there's the part where it's twitching. Remember?
Yes. Oh,
with the clock, right. With the thing.
Yeah.
Plus, there's like a lot of sound effects he does with like they make a zing off his hook with it.
Yeah,
it's a lot of mustache.
That's another movie that people consider like a flop, and it's not.
Not in my eyes.
Great movie. Yeah.
I love that we talked about it on the 50th episode. Unplanned.
Did we? Oh, yeah. At the opening. Yeah, in the very beginning. Yeah, we did.
I was like, I love that. Yeah, Hook of all movies.
Oh, yeah, because we did the Rufio and all that shit. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I loved it.
Tie-in, Bob Hoskin.
Oh,
fucking
Shmi.
Yeah, Super Shmi. Mario Brothers.
Oh yes.
Talking about Waterworld being a flop.
That deserved to be a flop, though.
It didn't make any sense.
It was no redeeming quality.
You know,
they could
remake that in some fashion.
Weren't we talking about this a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
I don't remember what your friend pitched, but
yeah. Let's
casting call.
Go, Mario and Luigi.
Go.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Nice. And that he's Mario, and Luigi is the tall guy. He was on Man in the High Castle.
DJ Qualls.
Yeah. Because why not?
Okay,
you go. Yeah. Casting call, Mario and Luigi.
Sacha Baron Cohen as Luigi.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Bob Hoskin again.
He's dead.
He's dead, Cabbage.
Ooh. Weekend at Bernie's crossover.
He's dead.
Well, you can still cast him.
Jack Black.
That'd be good.
Super comedy now. Sacha Baron Cohen, Jack Black.
You know what?
I think he
fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
Way better than I was going to say, I think.
What were you going to say?
Mark and Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh.
Who's who? Who's who?
Brothers.
Well, Mark's Mario and Donnie's Luigi.
See, I was going to go kind of like old man Logan style. It's like Joe Pesci.
Oh,
and De Niro.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, they're Italian. They could kind of be gangsters, you know? Like, have a weird little crossover.
Get Scorsese to do it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a very dark
movie. It's like a 3.5-hour fucking...
Oh, yeah. It'd be great.
That sounds bad.
But set it in the 30s.
Princess Peach is just, like, addicted to her heroin.
Princess Peach is fucking Sharon Stone.
Yeah, boom. Here you go. Who'd be Bowser?
I don't know.
Bowser's a tough one to cast.
Rodney Dangerfield?
He's also dead.
Who could play fucking Bowser?
Oh, my God.
This Gerard would love this.
Brian Cox?
Yeah. Yes, he could. No. I want to make a joke about somebody we know, but I'm not gonna.
J.K. Simmons.
Oh,
he's not big enough.
No, no. I think you nailed it with Sacha Baron Cohen and Jack Black.
I think that those two movies should be made simultaneously and released at the same time and duke it out at the box office. Do you want young and fresh comedy or do you want old stuffy?
Yeah, do you want a Italian 3.5 hour movie
with an intermission built into it?
Oh, dude.
Well, I got nothing else.
I got nothing else.
You don't got any more? Okay, else? I got two. Just got two tons. Quick ones. Oh, I got tons too. I didn't really write. I'm gonna say two quick ones. Both belong to Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
One in There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
And one in Gangs of New York.
The Gangs of New York one is quite exceptional also.
Yeah.
Do you know what I fucking love about Daniel Day-Lewis? Is if you watch those movies back to back, you'll be like, the mustache is similar. But the characters are fucking completely fucking different. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about that guy, and that's what puts him above everybody else, is because he doesn't play himself ever.
Yeah, right?
He's always different, but not. He doesn't have to go fucking crazy out there. You know what I mean? He keeps it low key, but it's so good, man. Fuck, those movies were good. And those mustaches were amazing. You know how in the period, too, they kind of were always like kind of sweaty in those days?
Ooh.
They
kind of
kept it moist.
I can just picture them like curling into the mouth. That's the worst, too, when it just like.
I know. Right up in there. I fucking hate that, man. I hate when you're. I know. I always have to trim my lips.
You gotta.
Oh, okay. Women listening to this are going to be like, are these guys really fucking this long? Jesus Christ.
I want to go back to Murder on the Orient Express because I watched recently the older version from the 70s, which I think holds up.
It does. Mm-hmm. I also watched it during the COVID.
Yeah. It's actually really great.
And
Lauren Bacall and Ingrid Bergman are both in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Woo.
Stellar. Oof.
Are they... naked. I don't know.
No, it's just cool to see them because they're like old golden age Hollywood starlets and they're
you're right.
together.
Yeah.
there's a scene. I don't remember if it's in the new one, but in the old one, he's going to bed and he has like a little mustache cover.
And then the new one, he has in the new one for sure.
Does he?
Yeah, he also has in the new one.
Really?
The new one's a much more of an elaborate
thing.
Cover it from what? One.
Like he's going to sleep.
Like he's protecting
it. No, so it keeps its shape. Oh,
in case he turns over.
Yeah.
Just goes over his mustache and then like loops around the back of his head. And he's like.
That'd be a good like custom face mask to get with that mustache on it.
Anyway,
crazy times.
You guys going to see Death on the Nile?
Big time.
It comes out? Yeah.
Who's directed it?
Kenneth Branagh again.
He directed the last one and starred in it. And so he's doing the same thing.
He starred in it?
In the Murder on the Orient Express?
Yeah.
He was Poirot.
He directed it too?
Damn.
He just did something that was a...
He did not write it.
It was terrible. it was that Disney one.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Artemis Fowl.
Oh, it was god-awful.
What happened there? Because he's a pretty solid director.
Because I didn't read any of the books or anything like that, but it felt like they... Because I watched with my nieces when I was home in Ottawa. And it felt like they tried to take 3 or 4 books and crammed into one movie and like set up all this kind of lore and story and backstory. It felt so rushed. It's almost like you took like the first 3 Harry Potter movies and made it into 1 2-hour movie and tried to set up so that by the end you feel like all these characters have really gone on this grand adventure, which really just...
Yeah, never a good idea, is it?
No, it was really good.
Trying to cram too much into a movie.
Never works.
No, it doesn't. Because it's
better just like, to expand it into more movies.
Yeah, well, like I don't know why they don't do
that. That worked out real well.
Yeah, but The Hobbit, people still liked it.
I guess.
I didn't like it.
Which Hobbit people liked it?
I liked when they called the dragon Smaug. And not Smug. They literally pronounce his name like Smaug.
I did enjoy hearing Benedict Cumberbatch's voice in like super Dolby surround sound as the voice of the dragon.
You didn't like it?
No, I did not at all. It was 3 movies of garbage.
Yeah.
Could have cut it down to maybe 45-minute movie.
Did you like Lord of the Rings?
Absolutely. Loved it.
Did you like...
All right, Russell Hammond.
King Kong.
Russell Hammond, Almost Famous.
Oh!
Oh, nice one.
But nice. Really, really nice one, dude. Really, really nice. Every mustache in that movie on point.
See, that's
1970s when, rockers.
That's when mustaches were alive with fucking vim and vigor.
On cocaine. That note.
Coke. Yeah. Imagine the fucking coke snot that used to get caught up in those in the 70s. Well, that's the real life.
On that note.
And guys about, probably like, licked it and shit.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
Freddie
Mercury.
Yeah.
Good
and, one. And Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury.
That was quite the more impressive though was the kid from Jurassic Park and being the bassist.
Oh yeah,
I know, right? Great. The whole movie, I was like, "Who is that guy?
I know him."
And then when I looked it up, I'm like, "Get out!"
And then he was like, "Do you actually believe that dinosaurs evolved into birds?"
I read this other book by a man named Bakker. He said, "Gone with the Wind."
Yeah,
that's a Clark Gable's famous pencil mustache. Another one, the old Robin Hood with Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn, that's what that's the person that I've been. There's a construction, Chris Thompson construction. Always thought I looked like Errol Flynn.
Does he have the pencil?
Yeah, you kind of do, man.
Not the
pencil. Oh, he thought he
thought I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, let me see.
No.
You got the nose.
Oh,
you know that Errol Flynn? Do you want to know a weird?
He died
story?
Here.
Yeah. Vancouver. Do you want to know? Oh, I can't even tell that story.
Was although it related public... to Howard Hughes at all?
No, there were some weird things that happened.
Young,
though,
like a very
death.
Young.
There was that. He was a bit of a creep in that regard.
Drank himself to death. Didn't he?
When was it?
He was a that, harsh alcoholic. Yeah.
Was that during Prohibition?
I don't know. When was Prohibition? 29 to 39 or something?
Well, not here. It was only for like what?
Two years? In the States.
18. It was during for the war. They did it for the war. So it was 1918 to 1923.
Oh, the first world.
Yeah.
I thought it was like.
Was it that?
I don't know.
I thought it ran into the 30s. Because I know a lot of actors came up here to drink from Hollywood.
Why wouldn't they?
Because there was no Prohibition.
They're like, hey, you guys want to go to Vancouver?
They had a Prohibition, bro.
1920 to
33. Mm. Oh, so 13 fucking years, man.
That's a lot.
Fuck, dude. Rough.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't drank in fucking 8 years, let me tell you. It's been good.
Here's some other ones. Wesley in The Princess Bride.
Oh, you pulled that. That is a kind of a deep cut because that was a nice, thin, blonde mustache.
Yeah, ooh. I did. That was my role of pencil mustaches.
And it was highlighted because of the mask, mostly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a nice contrast. Do you think they did that on purpose?
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I got one. Kip from Napoleon.
That was the next one
I had that. I forgot about it. Yeah. Your mom goes to college.
Who doesn't love that character?
That's a great movie, too.
Dude. We've talked about it many times on this podcast.
Well, Uncle Rico in that movie as well.
Another one.
Yeah. Another classic. Oh, fuck, mustache. Dude.
Just trying to relive 84. I love when he hits him in the face with that fucking steak. And then he gets really excited and proud of himself. And he's like, I could probably throw a football over the mountains over there. I saw that movie and I told this story, but I saw that movie in the theater. I knew nothing about it. It came out in like totally limited release.
Yeah.
And we went to this indie movie theater in Calgary, in downtown Calgary. And my buddy's like, dude, it's this hilarious movie. Like I've heard of it, blah, blah, blah. I read about it in Rolling Stone or something. And I went and saw it and it fucking blew my mind. It blew my fucking mind. What year was that?
It was 2004.
Like, four?
Yeah. I saw it in Ottawa, the same thing. Like, I had no idea what I was going into. And then I think that was one of the first
movies
too, that like downloading it. And when it first came out, I worked at Best Buy at the time. And we only got, I think, like 3 or 4 copies when it got released.
Yeah.
And it got snagged up by everybody that worked there. And like didn't even go out onto the floor.
See, like all these movies that we've mentioned throughout, all these mustache movies, Napoleon Dynamite, Tombstone, fucking
Mario Brothers,
any of them. No, but like Almost Famous, for anybody who, you know, needs a good movie in their life. Like if you just recently watched Project Power and you need something good, watch any of these movies we mentioned, right? That's why we do this fucking podcast.
Maybe don't watch Garbage Pail Kids.
Don't watch. Where would you even find it?
I had it on DVD.
You have it?
I had it. Oh, I don't have any DVDs anymore, but I'm sure you can find it online.
Yeah, you probably have to order it or something.
God awful. It's so bad.
There's a bunch of shows, though, that you cannot find, like, you know, with the exception of Garbage Pail Kids. But, like, we were talking about Wonder Years. Like, what do you find that? Why won't they release that? Or, Kids in the Hall, even. Mm. Can you watch that on streaming anywhere?
I would watch.
Somewhere there's a Doors fan beating on a drum. Fuck.
Kate, do you guys know anything about this mustache conspiracy about...
do tell.
Henry Cavill's mustache.
Oh, from they had to CGI it out.
Because he was in Mission Impossible with a mustache.
It's true.
Paramount wouldn't let him shave it.
And they had to do reshoots.
So they did reshoots on Superman, and obviously Superman does not have a mustache.
Well, the worst part is they opened the movie up. Like, the movie starts, whatever, is it Justice League or whatever? Or is it Batman? It's Justice League, but it opens with, like, a cell phone video of him, Superman, talking, which is... where they digitally removed his mustache, and it looks so terrible. It's like it's so off-putting. It's like, why would you start the movie with something like that?
Why wouldn't they just like fucking glue some turkey meat to his fucking lip or something? There's ways around that.
Or he could just be talking, always holding a cup up to his mouth. Like, he's always sipping some Starbucks or something.
Save money so in ADR.
See, this is why we work on movies. You know what I mean? We're resourceful.
Yeah, we have ideas.
Exactly. Big ideas.
Put a cup in front of it.
Creative solutions.
Who has any left?
I have some more, but I feel like we're petering out here, running out of energy.
I think we've had a good episode, though.
Cabbage.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Frank Shirley.
Oh, the boss. Yeah. Oh.
Played by...
Bill Murray's brother. What's his fucking name?
Brian Murray.
Yeah,
he has a mustache a lot.
He had one as the mayor in
Groundhog Day.
Right.
Yeah. Now that you're saying it, it's fucking. Yeah.
Did he have one when he was the arcade owner in Wayne's World?
Oh, probably.
Oh, God.
It's hip. It's cool. It's Noah's Arcade.
I forgot
the
about
arm fold.
You know, you make money. It's just kids plugging quarters into these things. We should mention Dennis Hopper, Easy Rider, because that was probably fake, but still good. We should mention Danny Trejo, just in general.
Machete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a website that just says, like, top 50 movie mustaches?
Yeah. Well, it was. Well, there's a bunch of them, yeah.
I haven't seen this one, but this is famous. Christopher Lee, the face of Fu Manchu.
When he's in Yellowface?
Yeah.
Yellowface, I guess you call it?
Because now that style of mustache is known as the Fu Manchu.
Right.
I'm not justifying
that his character name in it? That's not good.
Yeah.
How about Danny Glover, just in general? Mm.
Lethal Weapon, though?
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon 5.
Did he still have it in 5?
Oh, my God. They're remaking. I was going to do a shout out, and I'm still going to do it, to John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Del Griffith.
Exactly. So because I'm like, I love
John Candy. Did he have a mustache?
Yeah. So I loved him in that so much because I just watched Great Outdoors with my daughter and she loved it.
Oh.
And so I'm Googling fucking Transplants Automobiles. They're remaking it with Will Smith and Kevin Hart.
Ooh. Boo earns.
I know. I was like, I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Well, back to fucking... Do we have any more famous ones on the docket?
I don't know if they're famous. I mean, Brad Pitt in Inglourious Basterds.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a good mustache. Great movie.
Tom Hanks in Road to Perdition.
Mm. Mm.
That was another COVID movie for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it hold up?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember liking
it.
That one.
It was thoroughly enjoyable.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it was a good one.
Good movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Who directed it?
Irish Gangsters in...
Sam Mendes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was real enjoyable.
1917, there's no mustaches in that because the kids are fucking so young.
Mm-hmm.
But man, was that a good fucking movie, man. That
you
was
liked COVID. It?
Yes, dude.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I saw it in the theater. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, I skipped the theater and I regret skipping the theater.
So do I.
Yeah, because I was like at the tail end. Like it had been in theaters for like, you know, 16 weeks. I'm like, I got to go see it before it leaves. And I was so happy that I
did. You move in the entire thing?
No.
Because I felt like even at home, I was like that. I was like, the whole fucking time, man.
Graham was going to, I didn't want to see it so much that he was willing to pay for me for my ticket. And it still didn't happen. And now I regret so much that I didn't get a free movie out of it.
I had the popcorn bag with a hole cut in the bottom and everything.
You know, I was just going to make that fucking joke. I'm not kidding. I was going to make that fucking joke. That's unbelievable.
Even besides the fact that it's not really one shot, but it looks like one shot. Other than that, like it's still a great movie.
It's still a great movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, this is a great story.
Dude, yeah. You feel so bad. For some reason, that movie made me feel the most bad I've ever for anybody in a people war movie. War, I don't know why. I'm like, man, these poor kids, they went through so much, you know, because you actually feel like you're with them. Plus, they're great actors, those two.
Yeah.
Great fucking actor. I won't spoil it, but fuck. Go watch it.
Go watch it.
Who wins the war? Gotcha.
No spoilers.
Did anyone really win?
No, they never do. It caused a lot of issues. Are you guys getting your tattoos today?
Not today. Yeah. This week, though.
This week.
Dignity?
Yeah, big time.
You're really doing it.
Yeah, I got a guy.
And he looks at it. He's like,
He's giving us a deal for it. He loves the idea.
$180? $50?
In the middle there. Closer to 50.
$60.
It's a good deal.
Where are you getting it? On the arm?
Yeah.
So you can see it every day?
I'm on the back of my arm. I'm on the back here. So it's like I can go up
and show it.
Yeah.
So it'll be like
boosh.
Nice. Don't you know dignity?
I'm getting it on my leg.
Face.
You're a big leg tattoo guy.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it up on the thigh though.
Why don't you get it like
do right, a reveal?
Why don't you get it right on your hip? Like mostly where girls get hearts.
Tramp stamp.
Oh yeah. You sent that to me.
Yeah.
Hey, we should do set peeves.
Oh, that's fucking
right.
And then we'll call it a day. Quick set peeves. Cabby, do you want to get on this, or should we just let Graham have
Cabby, Cabby, you have no set peeves.
You guys have said them all. I'm a big.
I can think of
long
some.
Long time.
For those that are, because Cabby is improv, so we've probably voiced his.
I can think of things that I do that you hate.
Well, I put the word out to a couple of my.
Location. Okay, let's do locations
just to get a couple of things. So one thing that was the.
Okay.
There we go. I'm trying to say. Truck plate. Where the trucks are placed. Here's something that most people don't realize. That locations, while we may get the permits and figure out where the trucks are going to go, the actual placement of the trucks themselves has nothing to do with us.
Here's what happens, though. Transport says it is.
But that's a problem. It's not even really transport. It's not up to them. Really, if you think about it, it's up to the PM. Because who is up at the front really is who is more important at this particular time. So it was always camera because they needed film. They don't really need film anymore. So they don't necessarily always need to be at the front. True. But it's just that's what we
do. That's true. They don't even use film anymore. They use digital cards.
Exactly. But it always comes down on us. It always comes down on locations. But why are we so far away? It's like I don't choose who goes where, really. It's not. Why would it be up to us? I don't care.
I don't know.
I just make sure that we have enough available parking
for the trucks.
For the trucks and for the unit and all that, right?
Everybody always it's going to be a battle till the end of fucking time, right?
Right.
I'm of the adage of like if we have a fairly easy day, I don't mind being the last in line.
I'm the same. It's like one cart.
I wish they could ask us, say, "Hey, props, like Do you guys have a lot here?" And if not, I'd be like, "No, I'm okay." Well, all the props people listening and be like, "Shut the fuck up, Jordy. You don't know what you're fucking saying right now."
And I mean, I think that's where it comes down to who people who actually go and put the effort in. Like, I've had props up close when it's like a big food day.
Sure.
You understand.
Or just,
That's like okay. And it's a daylight scene. It's like, well, why is electrics right up there when, you know, you have 200 background?
And I wish that there could be some dialogue around what is happening. But I don't know. To me, if I'm in the top four, it doesn't. Like if I'm 40 feet away from set or 20 feet, it doesn't really, to me, make a difference. Really.
Right.
If you're like around the fucking block down the corner, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. But Jordy, do you do anything more than just rings and watches?
Like cast chairs?
Not really, actually. Yeah. Not really, usually.
I had some.
I mean, but you're a truck guy, Clayton. You've done truck. I've done it a few times. I don't know. It can be bad. It can be fine. It matters where we are.
Yeah,
it can really suck.
It's all depending on the day. On the day.
Exactly. It's very content driven. Mm-hmm. But your set peeve is just people saying it's your fault.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's just one of those things you get used to, I guess. You know, it's not my fault.
No,
I'll just wear it, I guess, as I'm trying to separate those two garbage cans with my thumb. Just
how do you do it?
Well,
what's the trick?
Here's a secret. I can't tell you.
Kick it.
Propscast exclusive. Yeah.
No, I can't give you the secret.
WD-40.
I have to impress the PA somehow.
Damn it.
Okay, that's it. That's your only pet peeve.
No, I mean, I'm sure I have more, but I just, I don't know.
That's it,
dude. Come on.
I don't have that many.
Okay, I made a whole thing.
Go for one. Go on one then.
For locations. Probably fucking. I could even imagine what it would be like for PAs.
I have one about locations.
Oh, yeah, go. Let's hear it.
Signage. Oh. Signing to crew park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. If the signs aren't up as I'm driving to work, why even put them up?
Good question.
Yeah. And how come sometimes they're there and sometimes there's a lot of inconsistencies? Back in the day, they were definitely.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. No, they were because there was no. There was no
Google Maps.
GPS. Yeah, GPS, right? Yeah. So back in the day, it's like if you miss the sign, you're fucking who knows where you'd be going, right?
That kind of leads into a good set peeve is like paper maps, something that we're required to do, right? And provide all these maps and the directional maps, which it really is only used by like one cautionary. That is really what it comes down to. And a friend of mine had made a good valid point. Is like, if you really, we shouldn't be making paper maps at all because then someone's reading this thing while they're driving. It's distracted driving.
Yeah, that's true. We used to do that.
I know.
You'd have that fucker right in front of your face trying to like turn you. Like, this isn't to scale at all. Which way is north?
Fun fact about terrible. Paper maps, though. I think it was season 2 of High Castle. Day one.
God, I hope this is a Murphy story.
We're shooting at Riverview. And I was the Tal, the trainee, which was in charge of making all the maps, whatever. And I've been using this map to Riverview probably in 2 prior shows. And so it's already made. I just have to change the name of the show and the date and whatever and send it out. Day one, Alexa, number one, calls.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, I think I'm lost. Because in the directions to leave Vancouver, instead of saying get on Highway 1 East, it said get on Highway 1 West.
Oh, no.
Even the map has you go that way. Clearly, no one has actually read this map or used it and read the directions for like at least a year at this point. So we're shooting at Riverview. She's at Sunset Bay. Marina. Yeah, oh exactly. She's in Horseshoe Bay. Day one, and she's lost.
I can't believe they make actors drive themselves to set in this city. Like they bring them here and they're like, you're a local now.
But I think some of them want to.
Some of them do, but I know a lot of them don't. Yeah. A lot of them don't. Well, they want to be picked up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're, I don't know, to me, you're number one. I don't know. That's a whole other fucking episode, right? Cast numbers and the importance of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, but is a set, here's one of my set pieces that bugs me.
Go.
Is when we come to set, and I know PAs are overworked and underpaid. Mm-hmm. I understand. However, when as a crew person, when you come to set and you go, hey, where's the set? And they go, I don't know. That bugs me.
I've found that over the years, like that's like having signage on set when you arrive, like all that signage has gone down. Like even in the, like I started in 2012. And I remember back then, it was like, you got there and all that, like crafty, two set, lunchroom, all those. And there were signs everywhere to tell you where to go. And it definitely has gone down. Like, I think most productions, because I'm not really on set anymore as much, right? I'm
that's right.
So, like, I show up and it's not really my set to
but
run.
Doesn't, but
that's
doesn't,
why it's going down on quality. Set.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah,
that's
yeah,
exactly.
yeah,
down.
But doesn't, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. And it's also because your mustache is unavailable on set.
Yeah.
No, but don't you come to set and you say, hey, PAs, like, as an ALM on set, you go, hey, guys, gather around. So, the set is in this house on the main floor.
Yeah.
The bathrooms are in the alley. Crafty will be here. Like, don't you guys do that in the morning?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is everybody, I can't speak for other ALMs or other location teams, right? I feel like that's something that gets lost and it doesn't happen as much. Or even just walking through what the actual scene is. Even that makes a big difference. Like talking to the keys and be like, hey, here's what we're shooting. Here's the actual scene. Because then it makes them feel like they're more involved.
And a lot of times
they'll show up and not get information and they like not even getting call sheets. I feel like call sheets aren't even handed out to PAs anymore, which is a bit of a shame because like that's it gives you just so much information.
I feel like there's an ongoing like the production doesn't want to release any information like even to the crew.
Yeah. There's a bit of more of that. Yeah, everything's like, secretive.
No one
now
gives a fuck.
Just tell us, man.
TMZ is going to find out whatever they want to find out, whatever you're trying to
hide. If it's funny, on Jurassic World,
are you even allowed to say that?
Yeah, whatever. The tech pack was only put out through this like synchronize app that they have. And so you could only access it through the app. But we were shooting out in like Kamloops, Merritt area, but there was no cell service. So everybody had to have it on. Like, you couldn't print it out. If you tried to print it, it was just a blank sheet. So everybody had it on their iPads, but there's no cell service. No service. So we all get to the set. And everybody goes to look at the tech pack and it's like, oh, it's not there. Because you couldn't download it even to the app. And so everybody's like, well,
are you working on that right now? No,
they're done. They're done.
Oh, it's finished. Yeah,
they've gone back to Malta. London.
London.
The Malta shoot apparently just got reduced because of COVID. Yeah. Really? It's just a second unit now or something like that. I don't know.
London, eh? The dinosaurs are tearing up the old Big Ben, are they?
Tyrannosaurus Rex like, I'll take the lot.
They do talk in this one.
Tyrannosaurus Thames, I am.
Have you ever seen a Dilophosaurus eat a walnut whip? Didn't you love that dinosaur meme I sent you? The time travel one? I sent it to you today.
Yeah, with a guy.
It's like, you're my favorite dinosaur. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyways, it's great. That's where we've gotten to. We're talking memes now. We're describing memes.
Yeah, that's where we're at. We should probably wrap it up.
The first panel is... All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks to our guests, Graham Blatherwick and Cabbage, a.k.a. John Watson.
Is that your real name, John? That is so weird.
Is that okay that I've said that on the pack?
Oh, this is much better.
I like Cabbage.
I do, too.
As a name.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, bye. Everybody.
Thanks to Uncle. Thanks to Uncle Dan for our music and my sister for our... graphics.
Yeah.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This has been the Propscast. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.